On Monday, jury selection began in Milwaukee for a former police officer. Dominique Hegan Brown fatally shot a 23-year-old by the name of Seville Smith last summer. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, the killing sparked 2 days of violence in the Sherman Park neighborhood.
On Monday afternoon, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark released the names of the two people one of his deputies shot. The driver of the vehicle, a 19-year-old African-American man named Terry Williams, was struck in the head. The passenger, Paula McGuinn, was shot in the left shoulder and right hand. Deputy Inspector Toby Weberg says the incident started with an attempted traffic stop.
Deputy that was on patrol observed a vehicle making a traffic violation for failure to obey a sign, exiting the North Point parking lot and to travel southbound on Lincoln Memorial Drive, at which time he initiated a traffic stop on the suspect, attempting to. The suspect immediately fled.
According to Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark, officers found a loaded 9mm handgun in the vehicle. He identified the deputy involved as 32-year-old Michael Truax. He's been with the department since August of 2016 and is now on administrative leave while the Waukesha Sheriff's Department investigates the shooting. It is asking anyone who may have witnessed what happened to contact Waukesha authorities. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.